KSA News. I'm Dave Collins. State and federal officials are gathering in Rolling Fork, Mississippi to pledge their ongoing support to victims of an outbreak of deadly tornadoes. Governor Tate Reeves thanked the Biden administration during today's news conference for rolling forward a federal state of emergency, saying that help is on the way. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell.
We have teams that are coming in. They arrived last night, more coming in today to begin to help plan for and start the recovery process.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell praised first responders still working to save lives in the aftermath of the storm. She went on to say her top priority is to make sure they had all the resources they needed. Not every member of Congress thinks TikTok should be banned.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is defending TikTok as calls to ban the app grow louder. She posted her first TikTok video speaking in support of the app, saying the U.S. should be strengthening data protection laws, not banning social media apps.
Our first priority should be in protecting your ability to exist without social media companies harvesting and commodifying every single piece of data about you, without you, and without your consent.
AOC said the U.S. is one of the few developed countries without significant data or privacy protection laws. Both Republicans and Democrats blasted the head of the Chinese-owned company during a congressional hearing last week looking into national security concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
The FBI is ready to respond to any potential violence if former President Trump is indicted this week. Appearing on CNN State of the Union, Senator Mark Warner said Trump's warning of potential death and destruction is another example of his outrageous behavior. The Virginia Democrat noted he's been briefed by the FBI and they're fully prepared if he's arrested. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wastewater from the Ohio toxic train derailment could be headed to Baltimore for treatment. The Clean Harbors Environmental Services Company said it has a contract to accept and treat wastewater from the February derailment in East Palestine, and that would begin the process immediately. Mayor Brandon Scott said that the city and county officials have grave concerns about the waste from this derailment. The dead body of a missing 7-year-old boy was found in a lagoon. Monterey County, California Sheriff Tina Neto said a dive team found the missing child under about 10 feet of water. The sheriff says the mother and her two sons were at a beach area. Deputies found a 3-year-old boy who said his mother and 7-year-old brother were in the water. Their mother drowned and died as well. Former New York Governor Cuomo doesn't like the direction the Manhattan DA is going with former President Trump.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo isn't mincing words about Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for going after Trump.
I don't understand why Bragg is putting such emphasis on this case.
Bragg has faced plenty of backlash from Republicans for trying to indict Trump in connection to alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. I'm Jerry Barmash.
There was no grand prize winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. That pushes the jackpot up to an estimated $122 million ahead of the next drawing on Monday. The following day brings Mega Millions to $322 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.